Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coya with the Portage County Safety Council, and I'm here with the council's manager, Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good. You know, I thought this would be a good time for the two of us to sit down and give some highlights for our council members and also for our listeners of some of the great things that we've accomplished through Portage County Safety Council here in Portage County and even nationally through our podcast system. You know, 2018 was a great year, and we were able to accomplish a lot of things, including our monthly meetings had some great numbers. You know, we held our 12 luncheons on a monthly basis. We had one meeting a month with 115 attendance, 1,300 total people attending throughout the year. But even bigger than that was May 2018. We set a new record, Mike.
Yeah, we had Brad Hertig. Unbelievable story. We do have a podcast out. We had a record-breaking attendance there, 143. It was just an amazing meeting. It definitely set a new marker milestone for our monthly luncheons.
I know. We're going to have to find something bigger and even better for 2019 so we can push that record of over 143. But, you know, Brad did an amazing job. Great presentation. It really kind of tugged at your heartstrings and gave you something to think about when it came to safety. So monthly meetings were really a big success for us last year.
Absolutely. And since you mentioned May, we had a May Stand Down for Safety Challenge, a fall protection challenge, if you remember that, Nick. Teamed up with all the other Northeast Ohio safety councils and did that training. We challenged members in the month of May, and all these different safety councils joined in on it. Do some kind of fall protection or slip, trip, and fall training with your employees. Document it. Come in the safety council with the most win in these different things. So the Portage County Safety Council, literally 8,074 employees of member companies were trained.
Yeah,
8,000 employees just from the Portage County Safety Council.
That's huge. And every council was involved. This is a national stand down that OSHA asks companies to do every year. And so we wanted to do this big. And I think we did. We had over 8,000 people getting some type of fall protection training because we know that's an issue in the construction trades and in every industry. And we want to make sure our workers go home safe. So that's another milestone that we need to try to top next year.
Yeah, and I will put this disclaimer in there. Now, someone's going like, 8,000, you're making that up. No, I will say this. Davey Tree is a member of the Portage County Safety Council, international known company. Every employee went through slips, trips, and falls. A lot of those numbers are with Davey Tree. But yes, that's real. 8,000 Portage County Safety Council member employees, not just attendees of the monthly meetings, but employees were trained on either fall protection or slips, trips, and falls in the month of May 2018. Unbelievable.
That is great. That's just awesome to see. You know, and knowing that fall protection is a major issue for us, we also held some special additional training events throughout 2018. And one of those was a fall protection competent person training. We held this back in March of 2018. The training was actually put on by Honeywell Miller Fall Protection. And we got 19 of our council members through that training in coordination with some other outside agencies. We were able to get 19 people trained in fall protection competent person. So now we have 19 people out there that understand fall protection systems and are ensuring their employees are being safe on the job site.
You want to explain what a competent person is to some of our listeners that may not be familiar with that term?
Yeah, so the competent person is the person who has not only the experience, but has specified knowledge in that area of fall protection. And so now they understand better the calculations for falls, the way that gear needs to be attached and rigged in order to protect the employee if there was that fall. So this could be roofing contractors, steel workers, or it could just be somebody in your maintenance shop that's having to do elevated work that has that fall potential in ensuring they're protected in the best way.
So these just aren't baseline employees like you may see with an OSHA 10, which is a great training as well, which we'll be bringing back in 2019. But it's also, these guys are going back training, securing the equipment, making sure the company's policy is correct based on the OSHA standard, correct?
Yeah. And so we're giving them very detailed. It's not just, you know, typically people get a couple hours of fall protection training. This competent person went through two whole days of training to get that certificate to show that they have that knowledge and expertise. You know, we also did some other training in 2018 with our every other year health and safety expo. I love doing this expo.
Absolutely.
I look forward to it every other year. It's a great chance for us to do a bunch of education, get vendors in, and then reach out to people in our public. So at this event, we had 16 different breakout sessions, 16 different topics covered, over 24 different vendors, and over 140 plus people attended this event. So this was a great opportunity to plant the seed of safety with lots of people across the Portage County area.
What I like doing about this, Nick, is this: we have the exhibit hall that's full of games, excitement. The safety feud game with Swift First Aid, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of like merchandise. Everyone loves the free stuff when you go to the expo. You know, there's blood pressure checks, cholesterol checks, sugar checks from University Hospital. Swift First Aid does the heart rate game where you come in and you get to practice like your CPR and just all kinds of cool stuff. Can win prizes. And then in addition to that, those 16 health and safety courses, unbelievable. We had an entire breakout session, all electrical safety. We had one with health that more targeted more, not only just health, but HR people. And then we had a construction track. And then we did a general industry track. So a lot of diversity there and a lot of different options to take. So great education opportunity. Like you said, we do that every other year, but this was our year. What a great turnout. What a great event.
It was a lot of fun, you know, and it allowed us to partner with some other agencies like we do with other things. For example, we offered two other classes in 2018, Until Help Arrives and Mental Health First Aid, which was an opportunity for us to partner with our local health district to get information out across the county on these important issues.
Yeah, good signs. You know, what happens when emergency happens? You know, if a terrorist attack does happen, or maybe there's a fatal car accident, what do we do? Until Help Arrives, a three-hour training with the Portage County Combined Health District that kind of equipped Portage County employees of what to do and be what to do there before help arrives, before the first responders show up. The mental health first aid, it's one of the hottest topics out now. You know, we talk about drug addiction. We talk about things that are more commonly known or thought about, like anxiety, depression. They talk about stuff that are less common, like psychosis. But just to give an introductory, how do we spot it at work if someone's going through something? If someone's suicidal, how do we walk through that process? For one, we may save a life. For two, we save employees and we help a friend or a brother or a coworker out with some life issues and make sure we don't have that turnover rate and they keep being top performers.
Yeah. And some of the other great things that we did with this on top of these classes, we offered some new things. Our membership grew by 6 new members with the Safety Council itself. And our monthly newsletter was launched and is out there now. The 90% rating of people at least reading it. Sometimes 60% are always reading it. So that's good to know that we're getting those little tidbits of facts out there on a regular basis. And don't forget that we also are involved in making a huge impact, not only with safety, but with charity. And I think this is a big thing. We want to give back to our community. You know, we give back by helping people go home safe every day, but we also want to make sure we help those charitable agencies within our county. So what are some of the things we did with charity this year?
This year we did a little more than normal, actually. I mean, every year since I've been here for the last 7 years, Nick, we've donated our leftover catering to Center Hope. So any catering we don't have these monthly meetings from Guido's, they take it down to the Center of Hope for the needy. So every single month we're contributing something to the community. In addition to that, we partnered up and collected donations for the Portage County Board of Developmental Disabilities. They ran a trunk or treat as an outreach to benefit Miller Community House, which is a 30-day family emergency shelter, the only one, may I add, in Portage County, which is located in Kent. In addition to that, we did two holiday food drives, one in November, which collected tons of food for the Center of Hope Food Pantry, and then one in December for Kent Social Services. So we try to match around the county since we are county-based in that city. So the biggest areas of need are usually in Ravenna and Kent, from my experience. And so we target those particular areas with charity. So it's awesome to be a part of that and know we had an impact beyond safety.
That is great, you know, that we're able to give back and help out to those families that are in need, because that's going to create a safer work environment too. You know, if they have those basic needs met, they're a little more attentive at work. They're not as worried about home, which is going to create a safer work environment. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't cover one of my favorite things that we got to do in 2018, our podcast. We officially launched this podcast in February of 2018. Since then, we have published over 65 episodes. We have more that we've recorded. We're getting ready to release here in the new year, but that's huge. In less than a year, we've recorded and released 65 podcasts, and they're not just hitting our members. We're hitting people in the state of Ohio. We've actually hit people across the United States, and we even have some national downloads at this point.
Right. We surveyed our members recently, if you remember, Nick, and about 36% of our members listen to the podcast. What that tells me is that's a nice chunk, one third are listening to your podcast, and that's amazing. What's even cooler is we're having an impact all around the world. Spain, Switzerland, majorities in Ohio, and the majorities obviously in the United States, but we do get a couple states of California, South Carolina. We're having an impact all across our state. Other safety councils are sharing our podcast to help promote workplace safety. So this is a big deal that goes well beyond the reach of our geography and our little safety council, but 65 episodes. Never doing this before. It may have started off a little iffy at first. Had to learn the ropes. What are we doing? But in 2018, 65 episodes. So that's something we're real proud of. And companies have come back and tell us, hey, I use that for my toolbox talk. We've had it, you know, my agency uses it on their Paylocity program. So all the employees in the agency in multiple states have access to that workplace safety information.
Yeah, it's awesome that we've been able to plant this seed. I always talk about this. I like to cultivate safety wherever I go. And hopefully, you know, over time, people will be able to reap reap the benefits of what we put out there. And that's what we're doing with this program. You know, we're trying to plant that seed of safety, you know, maybe save a life somehow or change how something's done, improve safety culture. And that's what this program's geared towards. And I'm really happy that we had this great year. I'm even more excited here in 2019 to see what we have to do. So we ask you to do us one favor this year, though, in 2019. I want you to at least share this podcast with one of your friends about safety. Just tell them about it. Tell them to take a listen to it. Listen to one of our episodes. You know, we always have a good time. We have great information. Lots of experts coming on here that spend a lot of time in their field. So pass this on. That's the one thing we ask for you in 2019. We appreciate our listeners. We thank you so much for the support that we've gotten over the year.
Yeah, Nick, before we go, I just want to say thank you to our steering committee members. These guys put the program, they help get the speakers, do the budgeting, and do everything behind the scenes that maybe a normal membership don't see. And I just want to thank the Portage County Safety Council members. Thank you for coming and participating. And I encourage you guys that are listening, that are members, that attend faithfully every month, is take it to the next level. When you hear the presentation, take it to the next level, because you don't know how many lives you're saving at work every day by doing the right thing. And just be proud of the Safety Council. Your Safety Council is having an impact well beyond just the monthly meetings that you attend, and hopefully they're having a bigger impact at your workplace. We just thank you for being a member, and we look forward to, like Nick said, 2019 is going to be an even better year for us.
I'm looking forward to it. Everyone, be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.